Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Oh yes, a great song there. The music of Darwin Hobbs. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. We are talking about jealousy. Have you had experiences where someone was jealous about you, man, about the things you're doing? And you were experiencing such a schism, such a friction, you know. You were just scared of them because of the jealousy, you know, they were projecting. Were there times when you had to pray? May the Lord protect you. Because you see, hey, these brothers or these sisters, you know, they are coming with some jealousy strike. And they really want to put you down, you know. Have you ever had experiences like that? Give us a shout. Let's hear what you say. Testify with regards to that. And then, of course, you know, the aspect of jealousy is seen in many times, you know. We need to be careful when we look into it. Because much of the times, it is destructive. Hello there. Hi.
Hi, brother.
Hey, Putwami.
Ngibulisa phela.
Kunjani kodwa?
Khona ngibulise noPhela JD nomfundisi uKhathebe.
Amen.
Amen. Phela hey.
Yebo baba.
Last week bethi excited Sunday azange usakhuluma ukuthi next week isi i-topic yini. Uyabona ukuthi ngiyisenza sigijima manje.
Hawu. Asangisho phela.
Azangisho my brother.
I'm really sorry, man. I'm really sorry.
Ngoba sithanda ukuthi sikhulume uNkulunkulu asihole kuleyo topic.
Yebo, yebo. I'm really sorry, man. I thought I did. Yazi ngoba abujabulani bona bayiphethe for the past 7 days. I'm really sorry, man.
Okay, my brother, ngiyabonga. I-jealousy, brother Ray. I-jealousy ibulele izwe. Ngoba today maningi amangcwaba abantu esingawakhomba phela ababulawa ngenxa ye-jealousy.
Eish.
And babulawa abantu bebabathemba, bebathanda.
Mm.
And the world is saying i-jealousy ilungile, brother Ray.
Mm.
Because nakumbeni yethu among brothers and sisters, if one of your brother and sister benama blessings, uzothola omdala athi noma ungathini mfana wami umncane nakimi mdala nakuwe.
Hey madat.
Sibone la kuma families.
Yeah.
uNkulunkulu abuthisa umncane abe nemoto wathi noma bathi kakhulu bathi wena ukhuluma kakhulu kodwa uyakhoza ukuthi umncane wena. Ijelazi. Ijelazi mina ngiyibona ke umphoti khona umfazi lapha eTsakani ube right uNkulunkulu wami. Hey bafowazi angamthandi.
Yeah.
Yeah, njalo nje bebayazi ukuthi hayi wena wathi noma.
Hey.
Yeah. Ngoba lo muntu benezinto zakhe ecebile brother. We must not hate them.
Yeah.
We must be proud of that.
Absolutely.
Nayidlula le moto ingakuthi hey yakithi yakalukhodo riyakavlaka vile. You understand?
Yeah.
Ungakhuluma nje ukuthi hayi lo muntu lo wenza ngcono.
Yeah, hey lo.
Lo mfo wethu kodwa uzenza ngcono lo.
Solo kathola imoto, hey.
Solo ka lento anezinto yena akasiboni.
Hey madat.
Yeah, masikafani nezwe brother Lee.
Yeah.
Ngoba izwe lona lithi the best place to be is to be ahead of everyone else.
Mm.
I-jealousy ithi I want to be on top.
Mm.
Noma ngingabulala or no matter whom I hate, brother Lee.
At all costs.
Yeah. Sibona abantu abashadile brother Lee. Nisebenze ninganandle umkhashe nibe nemkhukhu wathe nwathi uNkulunkulu lapha unblessa khona brother Ray uSathana atshele lo nomunye ukuthi you know that I can help you to own all this thing lendlu lenalezi moto le and ibe go ngalento leyo uzoyenza lento ayishow uSathana ubulale lona
yeah
bese wena swan partner on a jealousy ngoba ufune le zinto lezi ubolela indoda noma umfazi wakho.
Mm.
Ngoba ufuna ukusala nalezo zinto.
Mm.
Can the way iBhayibheli lithi there's no need to compete among ourselves, right?
Yes.
Especially as children of God.
Ehem.
Masithande, sikhonze uthando nepeace. Ngoba uJesu Christu wayebathanda bonke abayibandla lakhe brother Ray.
Ngempela.
Efuna ukuthi kube khona uxolo, kube khona ukuthandana brother Ray.
Yes, yes.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu akubusise my brother. Nabafundisi bami lapho, to God be the glory.
All the time. God bless you, sir.
God bless you, my brother.
Thank you. How's it going? We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. Let's hear what you say about this matter. Jealousy.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM.
Right. Much of the times, you know, the aspect of jealousy and envy, we see that. You know, a contention also that comes about. We see that. You know, there are also those who are jealous of people who are doing evil because of the materials that they have. Psalm 37 says that, verse 1, do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity. The things that they get and all those kind of things. We should be careful. We should not fret over the achievements of those who actually don't have God in their lives and have gotten what they had gotten. All those years you have placed, don't fret over those things. It's a jealousy of a sort. Yeah, Sipo?
That's true, Mfundis. I'm looking to Proverbs 24, verse 1, who say the same thing, Mfundis. O to be now not envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them. Sometimes, Mfundis, among other spiritually inclined, you can think always in the Alugut, no. That kind of a prayer, it's so dangerous because jealous, uneko aware good with that jealous. Always good. No, in the months of the Jalo, see higher there than the singer to love and bears. What is the point is, we need to distinguish good. No matter the months of the Kulungu, there are things the Kulungu has less than Azo, Amanyaba and Tamagafin is a little bit in the Sibuyo now. And the Medicine one day, they know. But Uma, 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 Babula laban, batati moto zabo, nezindu zabo. Besu ba jealousy, nyoptanda zabo wako, besu ba so covetous, no unkosi, neiklaima. Machina, nisinka na zumtanda zwa, wei moto yako, reti ya uti ya nifulamiti, neiklaima in the name of Jesus. Nabon, kutu mtanda zwa wako, mtanda zwa jealous, because uklaimi zindu zaba nyabandu.
Klaima.
Labanta wafo nisukiti, bambi moye, bambi na inku, kaban man, bambi moto, kaban man, bambi moye.
It's important Uguti, we look into this and stop fretting because of the achievements of other people. Do not envy the oppressor and choose none of his ways. There are those people who are oppressors. You know, they have things that they do through oppression, and it looks like it pays them real good. Jabu, what do you say on that? We also see a jealousy like that, don't we?
Yes, indeed. You know, indeed, that's still another form of jealousy. You know, many people that have gone on and oppressed others is not really out of a different spirit, but it was because of jealousy, because by oppressing those people, they were thinking that maybe they are trying to limit that which God was doing in their lives, because they shouldn't, it must happen to them. Remember, I said, a person who's jealous always, everything that God is doing to others, they want it to be done to them. Every blessing that God is giving to others, they want it for themselves, you know. So now the oppressor will be oppressing, you know, people because of thinking that he's controlling the blessings of God to come to him, of which is not the case, you know. You are just making things worse. So that is why The secret is just to appreciate others and celebrate with them. And also, do you know, the word of God says, you know, jabula naba jablai, kala naba kala. So it means, learn to celebrate with them. You will see how much the Lord will bless you instead of oppressing them. You know, you are just making the situation to be worse.
Hmm. We should be careful. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. And then let's hear what you say. Now, Sipho, you know, I'm also looking into the word of God in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 10. A sound heart is life to the body. A sound heart is life to the body. But envy is a rottenness to the bones. It brings decay, corruption to the bones. A rottenness, it's death. In other words, envy, jealousies. It even kills you when on ayo. Hey, Matot. Hey.
It's not. Yeah, it's not sad. It's jealousy. It's so dangerous and it's so cruel. As the Song of Songs, chapter 8, verse 30, jealousy is cruel as a grave.
Mm.
When you see somebody a jealousy, as much as let the Fundi Lubutin Fundi say, there's a cancer. One of the colors is mentioned earlier on. That's the way life should be. Whereas each jealous in front of you, we need to guard our heart. No wonder Proverbs 4:23, keep thy heart with all diligence. Other issues of life. So whenever we don't guard our heart, to occupy our heart, definitely in front of you, Mulala. He was out there to help his brothers, to provide food for them. They think, but what can we do to destroy him? Joseph is coming with an innocent intention to bring food and to send. But because of the jealousy that they had, they never even see who the Joseph was there to help them. And whenever Joseph ever have some bad intention, what is it that he can do so that he can sort him out? So his jealousy is cruel like a grave. His jealousy is like a cancer in bone. I mean, his jealousy in front of it kills its owner.
It kills its owner. They say it's like a rottenness to the bones.
Yeah.
Yes. 012-333-8699 or 012-334-1322. How did you deal with jealousy? You know, when people were jealous against you, how did you deal with it? How did it go about? Did you succeed in dealing with it? Let's hear what you say.
As easy as the touch of a button. The Message of Life on 657 AM. The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours. 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Right, let's take this call. Hello there, hi.
Ubrari.
Yes, sir.
Ubrabongs.
Gunjan Tabongs.
Ezimani i-jealous.
I-jealous brawam man. Eish.
Yo.
Eish.
Ani MC ibanjini. Endoda yathi ngenza kancane.
Akumonakalela, umona nje.
Brawe i-jealous fethu. Ngifunde le scripture lesi before.
Yeah.
Engezo mbana zina ngisili sasili kwa li
no
brari angfunu kulumu ya zina nima mene ma
diagusa
ulike la matoto umabili nao
nongzo wa kruta hey bati sanbuna ni matoto agiti
ola di mbana amen
okay brari
show tabongs show
mbongumusa pila
maibongu nkose pilisayo.
Yebo.
Thank you putwa.
Thank you.
How's it? We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-333-8699. Let's hear what you say.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
Greetings, Pastor Ray. Greetings. In the topic of jealousy. Yes, jealousy enters in a person's heart and change the behavior, affect the attitude, influence the actions, and develop evil. The end result, a person become a murderer, both spiritually and physically, as Cain became. While yet he had power to overcome, and being warned by God that the devil is at the door, desiring to catch him. The jealousy enters, but the power to be delivered, it's in us.
The power to be delivered is in us, which means we have the choice not to allow this thing to eat us all up. You know, we have a choice not to allow this thing to eat us all up. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. That's 012-333-8699. Let us hear what you say with regards to this. And of course, also 012-334-1322. We need to hear from you as to what you make of this very issue. Jealousy and its scourges amongst us.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM. 657 AM.
There you go, 657 AM Radio Pulpit. Now, let me bring this to you also, Jabu. You know, it says in Proverbs 23 verses 17, do not let your heart envy sinners, but be zealous for the fear of the Lord all day. There is this very aspect that we see people envying sinners, you know, and actually befriending them, you know, and becoming friends with them, and these directing their lives, all these things, because we covet what they have. We even allow them to rule over us so that we can see what they have and get what they have in the way that we can get what they have, even if it means to get it in a wrong way. Envy. Jabu. Yeah.
Also, that's another factor, you know, envy, you know, which will even cause us to, like, to find ourselves in the wrong company. The other thing is that that company corrupts a good character.
Yeah.
I might be the right person or just a child of God, but because of the people that I spend my time with, only to find out that I'm corrupted. Hence, in Proverbs 23, as you quoted, don't allow the actions of the evil man to cause you to burn with anger. Why you burn with anger? Because now, you know, these people are being used by the devil, of which he's not using you.
Yeah.
So every success that they are experiencing is because of the devil. You know, all the things that they are having, the devil is giving it to them. We know that. You are trying to deceive our Lord, saying, look at all this, I'll give it to you. So look how he even negotiated the people to sell their souls to him. So they've sold their souls, you haven't. So now you start to feel like, you know, why am I not becoming like them? You know, because you are in the wrong place. You are in the wrong company. You start to be filled with anger. You become angry with God. You feel like this thing of being a believer, a child of God, is useless. Look at me. Because now you are putting standards. You are looking at these people that you are in their company who are really seeming, whom they seem like they are making it. And then you're looking at yourself and your brothers now, which you cannot compare the two. This is darkness and the light, which can never be in the same place. Then you are filled with anger. You are filled with anger now. You start to really hate Abazalwane and everything that has got to do with God because you are in the wrong company. So we need to be careful. And also to support, there is a listener that quoted, you know, Genesis chapter 4 about Cain and Abel. I was looking at that scripture, what basically made actually Cain to kill Abel. From verse 4 it says, Abel also brought a gift, the best portions of the firstborn lambs from his flock.
Yeah.
The Lord accepted Abel and his gift. But he did not accept Cain and his gift. You know, it's the Lord, it's not Abel. You know, it's not even their parents, but it's the Lord who chose to reject this offering and accept this one. He's got his reasons, you know, just like even with our lives. So, but now, because of not understanding that Cain, if you go down, but he did not accept Cain and his gift. This made Cain very angry, and he looked dejected. That was jealous.
Yeah.
That he was burning with jealousy. So it means anger is bad from jealousy. It's not something that we see people, whenever now we see people being angry, we must know that there is jealousy that is boiling within them, within their hearts. That is why, and it's dangerous if it's not rebuked or casted or dealt with, as the listener was saying, that God said, you must master the sin, because you will go on even to kill, like Cain. He ended killing his brother. Also, we end up killing each other in the house of God, in our families, in our relationships, in our marriages, in our communities, just because of jealousy.
Absolutely. We're taking your calls. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. Let us hear what you say on this matter. It happens much of the times also, you know. That we see ourselves becoming somewhat riddled with jealousy, or people being jealous of us. And what happens, you know, we see quite a lot really happening in such a way that we end up running for cover at times. You know, we run for cover because of the jealousies that take place. Let's hear what you say. 012-333-8699, 012-334-1322, or you can send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564. Or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit. Download the Bible to your cell phone. Read Word for Today. And you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za. Especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
657 Media Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Lord is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And then, of course, deeper there, Marvin Sapp, hanging out with Jablan Dominic, and of course, Sipho Paulos Khatebe. Hey, jealousy, jealousy, man. Hey, yabulai shantwina. It is our mutu afetu hemulai. Ibi ibulai limutu analengyo analena self. Jealousy. Banna. Matuku a jealousy. Hey, matata ra. Now, Proverbs 24 verses 1. I don't know why the Lord is emphasizing this, but we seem to be coming around them. It says, do not be envious of evil men, nor desire to be with them. The desire to be with these people who don't serve the Lord, but they look successful. See, Paul? Say, hey, you envy, gele, you jealousy, na yo gele.
It's so painful. Ngoba izonkulunkulu has quoted Jablan earlier on ukuthi ujwayelana nabantu ababi bonakalisa kusiphatha okuhle. So once we become a company with corrupt people, with jealous people, we end up being influenced by them and we think good jealousy is the way to life. That is why you need to be skeptical ukuthi we don't choose our friends even though bangathi aba successful, but if they are not godly. Because we're saying it's jealous to kill other people's no good but some manga so that they can achieve what they have. Definitely those things they can kill us. And it's amazing guti each jealous in fundisi nales kati operator ubona ngathi benzelo unkulunkulu, but when you go closer, you see it no man, some of these things abanazo they occupy guti ngendlela engekho right, and bese kuba difficult kuwe ukusuka kubo ngoba sowufundele iy'ndlela zabo, and once wafundele iy'ndlela zabo kuba difficult ukumove away from them. So ingaku umbhalo wezaga uthi ndodana yami ngiyakuyala, uma izoni zikuyena ungavumi. In other words, bazoza kithi sometime akutela ukuthi ndoda iyodla kudala
vaeodla
kudala ngalebhayibheli lakho
yodla
kudala. Whereas mfundisi akusuthi ngadla kudala, I'm waiting upon the Lord, ngithokozisa ngonkulunkulu uzonginikeza lokho kufiswa inhliziyo yami. Let us not go for ama shortcuts, ngoba lama shortcuts yiwozo ufuna ukusijwayelana nabantu abangamesabi uNkulunkulu.
Hey, nayo-ke inkinga enkulu. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. 012-334-1322. Size ukuthi uthinike wena ngalolu daba. You can also send us a WhatsApp, send us a voice note ku WhatsApp usitshele jealousy ukuthi yenzani, and nokuthi imosha kanjani impilo zethu. We need to be careful also, you know, ukuthi hey, jealousy iyahlupha man, iyahlupha jealousy man, hey, iyahlupha man, iyahlupha. In Romans chapter 13 verse 13, ne? Romans chapter 13, verse 13. It says, let us walk properly, as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy. In other words, jealousy also makes one to walk improperly in the Lord. Hey!
Yeah.
Jabu!
Yes, indeed. You know, that is how also it can really affect us also as children of God. We will find ourselves no longer fulfilling the ministry that God has called us to fulfill because of jealousy. So it will be a hindrance. It will be a stumbling block for one to really serve God in the way that he would like, he wants us to serve him. So that is why at first I was even saying that we need to guard against the spirit and allow God to set us free, you know, to search our hearts and purify us and cleanse us from this spirit, because there are many things that really will be affected. Even at work, you will find yourself no longer even growing, you know, because of jealousy. You find out that everything that, you know, like the positions that are there, you, it's not that you pray to God, you know, to like increase you, but you are you envy other people who have been promoted, and you start to hate them, to be angry at your manager, and then, you know, all those things is because of jealousy. So instead of you being appointed as the next person who's going to take the position, you are even, new people are just being appointed, and it becomes even more worse with you. You become even more angry because you envy, you're full of envy because of the jealousy that you have kept in your heart. So let us be careful. Also, I was looking in another scripture also in John chapter 12, where like it speaks about, you know, when Jesus Christ was anointed by Mary with an expensive perfume. And then Judas Iscariot started to say that this perfume would have been sold and the money taken and given to the poor. Yeah. You see how good that is. That's really a man who is very observant and calculating. It's good, but it was coming from a wrong heart, full of jealousy. You know, full of jealousy, because we know that Judas Iscariot was, you know, taking from the coffers of the church. Because of jealousy, not being content and satisfied, you know, being greedy. So also, these are the things that we see, like even nowadays, like the corruption that we see, you know, like in our government. I'm not even shy to say that, you know, the corruption we see is because of the greed. It's because of, you know, like the lack of contentment. People are earning salaries that can sustain them. You know, even, you know, like the state is providing everything, but still they will not be satisfied and go on to the taxpayers, you know, money and take it and misuse it. That is because of jealousy. It's because of jealousy. It's because of greed. It's because of, you know, like not being able to be satisfied with what the Lord has given you. So we need to guard against this because it's really...
Absolutely. Hey, Putwami.
Hey, brother. Hey.
Yes, sir.
Yes, jealous, but really, I say this. Jealous. There's no trust, lapo.
Yeah.
Ngobuthola indoda ingafuni unkosikazi ukuthi abe nelicense yokushayela, i-driver's license.
Umfukeng.
Ya, ngoba engathembi unkosikazi wathi athi lo mfazi akanelicense uhamba ayothandana noma agibelise umakhopheni wakhe. Hey, umuntu akhohlwe, brother, ukuthi nakagula la ebusuku abo-12 le moto unkosikazi akadrive ikwazi ukudriva izomsiza ngoba unkosikazi uzomthatha amuse lento eclinic lapha ebusuku eday hospital eMamelodi ngayo leyo moto. Ngoba manje nakalento uzobiza umfana walapha next door, lo mfana naceda ukumisa lo muntu le moto esayijwayele ashayisa ngale moto lo mfana.
Yeah.
Ijelathi ayilunganga, brother, ayilunganga ngempela.
Yalimaza.
Yeah, ngoba kufanele kube khona i-trust phakathi kwabantu beshadile.
Yes, absolutely. Wow.
Thank you, my brother.
Thank you so much, my brother. I appreciate you.
Thanks.
Angengikhohlwe lamhlanje.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Thank you. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. Yes, indeed, a feel of a Sunday.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM. 657 AM.
I told you, man, some beautiful songs that we play that go with this day. Judith Sipuma there, my worship.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
There we go, and the time has just gone on to 13 minutes before the hour 7. We are together till 7. My name is Ray, hanging out with these important men of God. Sipho Paulus Khatebe and Jabulani Dominic. And we are talking about the very issue of jealousies, you know, and envies that we see much of the times. Ish, man. We see quite a lot of this, you know, quite a lot of this that come about, you know. And it's quite sad when we see the experiencing of these things. Now, just before we end up, I'd like us to go to the book of Acts, and I'll give it to you, Sipho Ukuthi, usitshele what comes to mind with regards to this. And I'll look at chapter 13, verses 45. Chapter 13, verse 45. It says, "But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy and contradicting and blaspheming. They opposed the things spoken by Paul." You know, there are times when people will see that many people are getting the help of the Lord through the ministry that is upon your life. And they will start to oppose you. Oppositions that we get at times are oppositions that come because of jealousy. Sipho. Okay, Jablan, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here, my friend.
What do you say on this issue?
Yes, indeed, also, those are another, you know, factors that also really contribute towards jealousy.
Yeah,
there is need to really, at all times, be filled and concentrated with the Holy Spirit, so that the Spirit can rule us, you know?
Yes.
And it can even cause us to really, because you start to desire other people's things. Like, unkulunkulu, I was thinking into the story about David, how, you know, he ended up, you know, sleeping with Uriah's wife, Bathsheba, you know, because that's a sign that all along David has been looking at this wife, you know, with lustful eyes, and also coveting, you know, the wife of the neighbor. Up to a point that one day the opportunity availed itself, and then he committed the sin. But it started from, you know, like, you know, like the envy, which is part of jealousy, up to a point that he ended up committing that sin. And he tried to cover the threat by even killing Uriah. So this is how dangerous the spirit is, you know. You'll end up even, you know, committing greater sin, which is murder. You'll end up killing people because you are trying to cover up for the sin of jealousy that has ruled you and controlled you. So that's why we need to be delivered and be free, you know, from this spirit.
Yes, absolutely. Now, there's a believer called Jason in the book of Acts, chapter 17, from verse 5.
Yeah.
The Jews who were not persuaded by the preachings of the brethren, of the apostles, became envious. They became envious. You know, they basically became jealous. They took some of the evil men from the marketplace, and gathering a mob, they set all the city in uproar. It's like they were buying people, you know, to do something that would incriminate these preachers. Set all the city in uproar and attacked the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. But when they did not find them, they dragged Jason and some people to the rulers of the city, crying out, "These who have turned the world upside down have come here too." Jason had harbored them, and these are all acting contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying there is another king, Jesus. Instead of Caesar, they are speaking of another king. And they troubled the crowd and the rulers of the city when they heard these things. So when they had taken security from Jason and the rest, they let them go. Don't we find these kind of things? A person who will trouble everybody, because of the message you are preaching. Sipho, finally.
It's so sad from this. The others, they preach the gospel out of envy. And out of the unnecessary competition, whereby they tell you, in your church, crowd, normal, we are about 70. Our crowd is about 7,500. Obviously, the audience does not determine the presence of the Lord in that house.
Yeah.
In other words, they will always tell you, even if you see Konzela in Queens, Konzela with auditorium.
Hey,
what is that something to do with?
Hey,
because the auditorium, Nomkuku, actually, the songs in Abantana Babankun, I will tell you, he has preached with my stadium, so on, so preached with my you are even with your new walker on Hambang in Yao, driving PMs and so forth. You are born with the envy from this whereby people they preach out of envy. They want to preach some certain degree of level where they occupy space, doesn't be in Woody. Yena Mother Hambang, Sabi, Zanamu Hate, Bubizu, and about Taikila with servants before Bibu Hate, all those things, and the envy akhona noma ijealousy akhona idangerous ngokuthi awusaboni ukuthi you are now walking ngenyama ugcwele ukuzikhukhumeza ngaphakathi kuwe because uNkulunkulu akahambi nabantu abanjalo. And it's so sad nokuthi uJesu lo wayezile emhlabeni uPilate uthi for he knew that was for envy they have delivered him. Matthew chapter 27 verse 18 ukuthi those abantu abathatha banikele uJesu are people were preaching. Abantu babengabafarisi babekhona babewazi umthetho, but they knew ukuthi this ndoda lenguJesu le, this God uzile ukuba save abantu, they take him out of envy. They wanted to be Jesus Christ, want to be the saver for people. But unfortunately, the sad part of being envious, ukuthi you cannot be uray if you are not ray. You will simply just yourself.
Hey, my daughter. There's another problem. That's a big problem. Jabu, as we wrap it up, 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And my focus is on verse 3, but I want to start at verse 1. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ. Mm. I fed you with milk and not with solid food. Until now, you were not able to receive it. And even now, you are still not able. For you are still carnal. For where there are envy, strife, divisions amongst you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? Are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? Envy, jealousies bring strife and divisions. We must be careful with regards to this, because if we don't look into this, there's a big problem coming. Let's hear what Stephanie says about this.
Vandag se inspirasie, Job 4 vers 4.
Okay. Stephanie, I wanted to speak about jealousy and I thought it was you who is going to speak, but you sent it to us on the show. What comes to mind with regard to, are you still carnal? For where there is envy, strife, divisions amongst you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? Jabu.
So, you know, this is just teaching us that, you know, people who quarrel and who are jealous basically are controlled by sinful nature or carnality. You know, so that is why we need to really, like, make sure that the word of God is the center of our very being, like our heart, our mind.
Yeah.
We meditate on the word, because otherwise this sinful nature will rule us and will control us. We end up, you know, quarreling, you know, because of Tibuso Ilomoya, Womona. You know, because of more. So let us present ourselves as children of God. And this is an altar call to every one of us. You know, to get some point, really, we've been controlled by this spirit, or we are being controlled by this sinful nature, which is jealousy and quarreling. So may the Lord deliver us and set us free so that we can enjoy His blessings and also the harmony that will be in His house, when we are without this spirit of jealousy.
Absolutely. Wow, absolutely. Sipho, finally, what say you, sir?
I thank God for this. Jesus delivers us from all these fleshly desires, because no one could deliver us from the bondage of being envious and being so jealous for other people. It's a natural thing that you are born with. But thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that cometh in, that so that you can be delivered from all the scheme of the enemy. And it is through the blood of Jesus Christ, he himself alone, that you have been delivered. Thank
Absolutely.
You, God, for that.
Absolutely. Stephanie says a positive attitude causes a chain reaction of positive thoughts, events and outcomes. It is a catalyst and it sparks extraordinary results. Yes,
yeah.
we must be very happy about other people, you know, and what they do must make us happy. What they do must really bless us, you know, and it should be that we congratulate and share, you know, the joy with them in those things that they do, in those things that they are about. We should share. Now, much of the times we don't see much of this, and that is where the problem is. And I should say, you know, we need to be careful therefore there. We need to be very careful. Right. Next week, let's talk about the power of our faith. The power of our faith. We will be touching that. And we will be talking about it, the very aspect of the power of our faith, what it is even all about. Jabu, final words in a minute. What say you, sir?
Let everything that we do be done without selfish ambition, without contention, no jealousy, envy, but let it be done out of love. Let's serve them out of love as each other.
Yeah, yeah. Sipo, ekuneni.
Let's embrace the mindset of Christ. Let the mind that is in Christ be in us. Then we'll be delivered definitely from the scheme of the enemy, jealousy, and all the enemy stuff.
So today you are witnesses to me and to all the believers listening. Ukuthi ngikhulumile ukuthi topic yini next week angithi ne?
Yes, sir.
Yey, ngoba nami ngingakhohlwa phela. And then ubabvilakazi naye angakhohlwa. Uyayibona ne? Angakhohlwa ukuthi uyayibona ne? Kanjani kanjani? Uyabona? Angakhohlwa. Yeah. And ukuthi ngiyikhulumile. Ngingablameki ke viki leli dakwa angithi ke mnaka. Ngoba last week nami I don't remember saying it. But this week kuthi nani nibo ngikhumbuza phela ukuthi hey, awube ukhuluma itopic indoda. Uyabona? Ngingakhohlwa. Excited ngoba uSipho ungibusise ngeverse bese sengiyakhohlwa. Hey madoda. Hey, ngiyogijima ndoda, ngize la ngigijima, angizanga nangemoto. Uyabona ngenyawo. Uyabona. Ngithi dango, uyabona, dango. Ngiyabonga. God bless you. Thank you so much, Sipho. Thank you so much, Jabu. Thank you so much. And to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the only true potentate, Yeshua HaMashiach, we give him glory, majesty and honor. There's none like him. It's been great. Have yourself a great night, even further.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.